This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio is among the most dangerous communities in the nation for pedestrians. The Alamo City ranks 18th most dangerous out of 51 largest metro areas. That's according to a 2014 report released by the National Complete Streets Coalition. From 2003 to 2012, 373 San Antonians lost their lives while walking down the street. Currently, the city averages one pedestrian death a week. Some people say the city is dangerous design for walkers, runners, and bike riders. Well, what do you think? Can the city streets be made safer? Is this an attitude, a lack of enforcement by police? What's your experience? We asked on Facebook. Georgia said, I had to slam on my brakes several times for people who cross the street when they're not supposed to. Hector said on Facebook, sidewalks in San Antonio are a big issue. The bigger issue is the vehicles that don't obey the traffic laws. Well, what do you have to say? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at @tprsource. We're joined in the studio this hour, half hour, with City Council Member District 5 Shirley Gonzalez, and she is championing an ambitious plan called Vision Zero. Councilmember Gonzalez, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So what is Vision Zero?
So Vision Zero is a plan to reduce the traffic fatalities and crashes, serious crashes in our city. And so far, the attention has been on pedestrian cyclists because they are the most vulnerable population. But in fact, Vision Zero covers all modes of transportation, including traffic fatalities, because they're one of the largest expenses for our city. Over $1 billion is a societal cost of traffic injuries in our cities. So it encompasses everyone. Initially, it started with pedestrians and cyclists, the most vulnerable, but actually includes everyone.
So, but focusing on pedestrians, cyclists, people who are walking, running out on the street, I mean, it seems like this is a dangerous city, for more dangerous than other cities.
And it came to my attention very anecdotally as I became the council member and was listening to my constituents talk about their concerns for the neighborhood. It invariably came up that they were concerned about the speeds, that the cars were going too fast through their neighborhoods. And almost everybody had a story of a family member or a loved one, a neighbor that had been killed simply crossing the street. And so that started to really get my attention, that what could we do as a city to help prevent this? And I tried to deal with it on a case-by-case basis, but found that that was just not effective. So I started searching about what other cities were doing to reduce the amount of pedestrian fatalities in their cities. And Vision Zero was something that New York had pushed to try and make this change.
So Vision Zero is a plan that's been used in other cities around the world and also in the United States, and they have shown results. What are the points that they focus on?
Primarily safety for all road users, and that includes, number one, slowing down the speeds. And, you know, people don't like to hear that it does require them to drive slower. One of the recommended speeds for arterials and connectors is 25 miles an hour. So Vision Zero pushes a 25 mile an hour speed limit throughout cities. And so that is something that I'm striving to do in our streets and connectors and arterials, is significantly reduce the speed.
So studies have shown that when a person is hit at 30 miles an hour by a vehicle versus 25 miles an hour by a vehicle, that the person hit at 30 miles an hour, they're twice as likely to die from the injuries that they receive. So these studies are showing that just tweaking down the speed limit just 5 miles an hour, you're going to get tremendous results as far as saving lives.
And just in my district alone, since I've been on council, I've had 26 people killed in my district, 96 people citywide. We know that poor communities suffer disproportionately from traffic fatalities because of the high number of people we have on our neighborhood streets. And so it's something that has to be corrected. It's not just an economic issue that we can go into later on, but it's also a social issue that if we're going to protect all our citizens equally, we need to invest more money in keeping our streets safe. That means slower speeds. It means sidewalks. It means design as well. And that's something that is also extremely costly, is changing the design of some of our streets.
So in some Vision Zero cities, they've promoted a catchphrase, a slogan saying, drive like your family lives here. And so how do you think that impacts folks?
Well, it's particularly touching to me. Just in my own block, I've had 4 fatalities just on Buena Vista's Arce Morta Commerce. There have been people killed within walking distance. And of course, I have 2 small children, a son who is always wanting to run. And so I'm very nervous about that myself. But it's really the constituents that have come to me with that concern to begin with, that their elderly mother was on her way to church and got killed. Another family that lived in the Casiano homes had a child that was also killed by a car that was speeding down their street. So it's something that I take to heart every day.
Let's go to the phone lines. The phones are open. The number is 210-614-8980. With me in the studio, District 5 City Council member Shirley Gonzalez, talking about making our city's streets safer. John is on the line. John, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, I've lived in San Antonio for about over 10 years now. And one thing it seems to me that creates a problem is there seems to be a lack of enforcement of traffic laws. For example, people inconsistently interpret yield signs. They often drive aggressively on the road where, you know, I've lived in L.A., I've lived in San Francisco, I've driven in Austin, and here there's almost a sense of competitiveness on the road. If you're trying to change lanes, people speed up. And not that that's technically illegal, but it's certainly not cooperative in the bigger sense. But my main question is, why is there not more enforcement of standards, especially like the interpretation of yield signs?
Okay, John, thanks for that call. Appreciate it. Shirley Gonzalez.
Well, enforcement is one of the keys to solving this issue. We do need greater enforcement by our police officers. But what really has to change in San Antonio, and it's really a movement all around the country, is the culture of driving. And people that drive feel that they have authority over those that don't. And so that leads to some aggressiveness towards cyclists and pedestrians. But Vision Zero does include, as I mentioned, drivers as well, motorists. So that the motorists have to learn also to not to just be respectful to each other. It's also an issue of design. So our streets are not designed for safety first, and that's something that has to change.
So does the city council have the authority to speak to the police chief and require him, ask him to be tougher on the enforcement in this area?
And he is, in fact, very much a supporter of Vision Zero and of protecting.
So are you going to be looking for metrics?
We have metrics already and many examples that we can talk about if we have time about
sure.
How to slow down the traffic.
Yeah, okay. When we come back from this break, we'll be looking at that. What do you think? How can we make San Antonio streets safer for pedestrians? Are you concerned about that? What's your story? Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about San Antonio streets. Are they dangerous by design for runners, walkers, people on bicycles, people just weren't trying to go to the store, people trying to stomp out a few miles and get in shape? With me in the studio, we've got District 5 City Council member Shirley Gonzalez. She has a plan called Vision Zero. It's a plan that's been shared around the world. It's shown results in trying to making streets safer. But let's get Edgar Gonzalez on the line. He is a well-known local running advocate, and he has he's experienced himself what it's like to be out on the streets and deal with some aggressive drivers. Edgar, welcome to The Source.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what's the runner's reaction to what's and bikers out there? I know you do it all with a plan like this.
Well, I think the reaction is overall positive. Shirley was right in saying earlier that it is going to have to take cooperation between the city government and the citizens and the drivers to just be more aware and be a little bit more compassionate with the other. You know, oftentimes when we hear stories of someone, a pedestrian getting hit or a cyclist getting hit, when we get on social media to read about it, there's a lot of, you know, there seems to be a lot of statements that are going against the pedestrian or against the cyclist. You know, it's their fault for being on the bike. You know, it's their, you know, why are they on the road, you know, riding their bicycle when they should be off the road? Recently we had a cyclist that was riding on the road and the car yelled out at them and said, "Hey, you should be using the sidewalk." You know, well, no, legally the cyclist has every right and the same right that a vehicle has on the road to be able to use the road.
Right. So when I know you lead a lot of people in training activities, Edgar, and you've taken people from the couch to 5K to marathons. And people have to understand the rules of the road as a runner as well.
That's correct. That's correct. And that's the other side of it too, is run. I have witnessed the other side of it too, where cyclists aren't following the rules of the road, or runners aren't crossing at the appropriate crossways to get from one side of the street to the other. And that is also dangerous. There have been incidents where, you know, with music, I think everybody's running with iPods and their iPhones and everything, and they're listening to loud music and aren't really paying attention to their surroundings, and that can also lead to some accidents.
Do you think that San Antonio's dangerous streets is holding back our running and athletic get fit community?
I don't want to say that it's necessarily holding. We've seen a pretty significant growth when it comes to outdoor activity in San Antonio.
Right. Okay, Edgar, we're losing you, sir. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, and thanks for that insight. Edgar Gonzalez, he is a well-known San Antonio running advocate. And so, Shirley Gonzalez, do you think that the streets, the conditions on the streets is holding back San Antonio's Get Fit community?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. We have lots of investment in our parks and in our trails. You know, we just got the designation this morning for the World Heritage Site. That's going to improve that area as well to make it safer for people to run and to walk. But what Vision Zero is trying to focus on is not just safety for the pedestrians and cyclists, but it's also a plan that would take some responsibility for the fact that that driving is an inherently dangerous activity. And the design should be such that it can accommodate for human error. And so changing completely the way that we design our streets has to be taken into account as the city grows and as we go back and retrofit some of our old streets, whether it's through street diets or whether it's roads like Culebra, where 9 people have been killed in the last 2 years. The TxDOT put a highway right in the middle of a neighborhood, 7 lanes, 45 miles an hour. We know that.
Yeah, try and walk across that Culebra right there, you know, at 24th Street. That's nightmare.
Oh, it is. And in fact, it's a death trap. I mean, 3 or 4 people have been killed just in that one spot. And so we have to start taking responsibility. Government has to start taking responsibility for the roads that it designs and take into account that if we design a street to look like a highway, people are going to go to speeds in excess of 60 miles an hour.
Okay, let me get another caller on the air. Let's get Mary on the line. And Mary, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I live north of Buena Vista in Commerce, and we're going through a really nice gentrification type of era at this point, and I love my neighborhood. I am extremely frustrated because I have to use these streets every single day as I'm getting on and off the expressways. And I come to find out, if I read into the San Antonio history, our streets were constructed back in the day for horses and wagons. And here we are trying to bring automobiles that in the year 2015. It's not working.
Okay, Mary, thank you for that. So she brings up an interesting point about our culture, San Antonio, of you know, trying to marry all of these things that we have.
And Mary, thank you so much for your call. You're my neighbor right there on those streets. And so we know that especially streets like Commerce, that were one of our major thoroughfares, have to be, or one of the original streets actually in the city is Commerce Street. And that street in particular is also extremely dangerous because it at one point had as many as three lanes, and the traffic leading west outside of to the city can go as fast as 50 miles an hour. And here it is, one of the oldest communities in our city is right there in that near west side. Mm-hmm. So we have got to make that change. There is a plan for Commerce Street that includes wider sidewalks, trees, some drainage as well. But making those streets in particular very safe, I think, will be a wonderful example of what the rest of the city.
And when does that plan get started?
We have some of it starting for 2016. I've got a big proposal also coming in 2016 for part of Commerce Street. And so we expect that to happen in the next 3 or 4 years or so, a major transformation of commerce going to the west.
All right, let me get another caller. Samir is on the line. Samir, welcome to The Source.
Thank you, sir. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, a couple of the other callers just made a couple of the points I was going to make, so I'm just going to change it a little bit. Edgar had some good points there because I drive a lot. I own a food truck. Between the truck and my personal vehicle, I drive a lot through the city every year. I see a lot of aggressive drivers, lackadaisical drivers, but then I also see people not using crosswalks, crossing against the street, especially downtown. I live out by 1604. I see bicyclists constantly running red lights on the access roads, which is just guaranteed if you get hit by a car. And I'm wondering, it seems when they say share the road, sometimes it feels like the burden has to be more on the car, and I get it, where the bigger vehicle. But as he also said, people are running with iPods, and in my personal neighborhood, they run on the street because they said the asphalt or the concrete sidewalks hurt their knees. They don't wear reflective gear at night. Some of those things. How much would this new program that you're wanting to do is an awareness campaign for everyone involved, you know, reminding drivers, pedestrians do have the right of way, reminding bicyclists that they have to obey the same basic rules as a car, and then making it where pedestrians actually use the crosswalks and not, you know, I've seen it where they're jaywalking 50 feet from the crosswalk.
All right.
So I don't, you know, what could be done more of an awareness campaign.
Okay, thanks. So the question could be, I mean, would the San Antonio start issuing more jaywalking tickets? Would that be a solution?
Well, I hope not. But
if it saves lives, you know.
Well, there is a huge educational component, which the caller mentioned. And so we know that there are five E's when it comes to how we move forward to Vision Zero. One of them is education, enforcement, engineering, and I'll think of the other two in just one second.
Electrolytes and, I don't know.
But all those things are really important. And education is something that we as a city don't spend enough money on, I believe, in the majority of things. So education, as I mentioned earlier, over $1 billion in societal costs for these injuries, yet less than $1 million is spent on education. So we've got to change that as well and invest more in educating our population.
Okay, let's get Sue on the air. She's called in. Hey, Sue, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of put my two cents worth in. We moved here from Oregon 3 years ago, and the first thing we noticed is the difference between the way motorists here behave and pedestrians. They're both at fault as far as I can see, compared to home. I don't know how that works, but you know, we have like a for instance is if I'm going through a parking lot and there is a crosswalk, I understand that crosswalk is pedestrian and we should stop. But I also see pedestrians that don't even teach their children to look both ways. They don't look before they walk. You can walk out of a store and walk right straight out to your car and not even know whether there was a car coming. I could see that happening in that kind of mentality on the streets when you're running, when you're walking to the store, whatever it is you're doing during the day. As a pedestrian, we need to know, we may have the right of way,
right,
but we also need to take some responsibility for the way we behave. So teaching our children at a young age how to behave in traffic is really vital. That's pretty much grade school stuff.
All right, Sue, thank you for your call. I'll make another caller on really quick. Anna. Anna, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
I hope Shirley Gonzalez stays in office long enough to implement her dream, because we need her freshness in here. My neighborhood was established in the late 40s, and so our streets are not as wide as they should be. We do not have sidewalks. However, there's a number of homes that have driveways, they have garages, but there might be four or five people driving cars, and they are choking our streets, making it very hard for emergency vehicles to come through. Is there anything that we can do about it?
Okay, Anna, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. Great question. So sidewalks, really. There's parts of San Antonio that no sidewalks.
And sidewalks are really critical to Vision Zero. And we know that it's a serious financial investment that we need to make, especially in communities like mine, where sidewalks have never been established. And so that is part of Vision Zero as well, that we would go back and correct some of these issues with our older streets before we go and build new streets. It is a priority that I would like to see happen in some areas of town, is that we correct those issues first. And so she mentioned the issue of our very crowded streets and our very narrow sidewalks. Having that funded would be a priority, but still many of the accidents we talk about happen, of course, people crossing the street.
Sure. So. Also, bike lanes. We saw in South Flores there was a bike lane, and then the people out in the neighborhood didn't like it, and they got rid of it. And people are wondering even how you operate with bike lanes. There's still a lot of uninformed drivers out there.
Well, and it does take some time. And so that's one thing that's really critical for Vision Zero, is that it does take time. And there, we spent 70 years designing the city that we have now, that's sprawled out, that's dangerous, where we haven't considered safety as a number one priority. So it's going to take time to go back and make those adjustments. But I think that the example in Frio Street, we just didn't give the people enough time to accept it and to show that people will use bike lanes as a mode of transportation once they feel safe. So we needed to give that a little bit more time.
So a little too aggressive there.
I think so. And of course, you know, it takes time for all the road users to get comfortable, because Vision Zero is a plan that accommodates everyone. And so we can't prioritize driving over pedestrians, over cyclists. They need to be all taken in consideration equally.
Okay, District 5 City Councilperson Shirley Gonzalez, her plan is Vision Zero, making San Antonio's streets safer for walkers, runners, bikers, and cars. So thank you so much for joining us, Shirley.
Thank you.
When we come back from the break, we're talking about changes at the Botanical Gardens. Stay tuned.